necessary. You're wrong. Emergency locator beacons are effective, affordable, and they save lives. Seriously. If not for you, do it for them.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
This is a Fox News alert. Police confronting protesters on college campuses this morning. I'm Dave Anthony. That's at the University of North Carolina a short time ago, where arrests are reported, while at Yale University in Connecticut, police tape has been put up around a pro-Palestinian tent encampment with arrests and suspensions threatened. But at Columbia University in New York City, protesters took over a building early this morning.
The most remarkable scene that I saw was someone smashing the windows of the doorway of Hamilton Hall in with a hammer, almost like a scene from The Shining.
That's Columbia student Jessica Schwab, who says Jews on campus are in fear as protesters remain barricaded inside that building.
With sleeping bags and backpacks, and they say they're going to stay there unless their demands are met, which is divestment from Israel, transparency over how Columbia is investing their money. And this is another one. They want universal amnesty. They don't want to face any discipline at all for what the last couple of weeks of protests, in particular, obviously now, which has escalated with this occupation of Hamilton Hall, which is home to the dean's office and undergraduate admissions.
Fox's Brian Yenis near the Columbia campus. This is talks in Egypt continue trying to broker a ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu again just vowed they will invade Rafah to root militants out. An operation the U.S. is warned against in that area of Gaza, filled with Palestinian civilians who fled other war zones. Four law enforcement officers are being mourned in North Carolina.
It's going to take a while to get through this, but we're a resilient team here in Charlotte.
That's Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings. He says it happened yesterday as officers were trying to make an arrest.
He had a high-powered automatic rifle that he was able to start open fire on our officers.
Four officers killed, four wounded. That suspect was killed in return fire. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
This is Florida News Now.
The Hillsborough School Board votes to leave two books with explicit topics in two school libraries.
Patty Rendon, one of two board members voting to remove Blankets and Identical, saying she believes the books violate state law.
Sexual contact that is harmful to minors. I cannot look around that.
Board member Jessica Vaughn says the review process for those two books complied with state law.
Who am I to say that all those opinions don't matter?
The books have come under fire for depictions of sexual abuse of minors. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
An investigation's underway after a dead baby was found in Tampa. Police say the girl was found at the University of Tampa in a garbage bin near a residence hall. Police say the mother was located and taken to the hospital. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says one of his deputies shot during a gunfight early Saturday in Lakeland. It nearly ended in tragedy.
He was fractions of an inch from either being paralyzed from the chest down or killed if it had have gone into his heart.
Lieutenant Chad Anderson's critical but stable. The 26-year-old suspect went by K-Mac El Bay and was a member of the Moorish Sovereign Citizen Movement. Another deputy was shot twice and is recovering. The 26-year-old suspect, named K-Mac El Bay, is a member of the Moorish Sovereign Citizen Movement. A Miami-Dade County woman's facing charges after her child accidentally shot himself. Homestead police arrested Stephanie Jerez after Sunday's shooting at her home. She's a police officer in the Miami-Dade School District. AAA says gas prices are down slightly. The statewide average for regular is $3.57 a gallon. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trust, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
The Boardwalk Bar and Grill on Big Pine Key is your destination for delicious sit-down meals, even late at night with their kitchen serving until 11:30 weeknights and until 1:30 a.m. on the weekends. And now, the new Park Avenue Island Deli, formerly Island Deli, is your new destination for convenient and tasty sandwiches, sides, and ice cream on Big Pine Key. Boardwalk Bar and Grill owners Adam and John have purchased Island Deli, and now the new Park Avenue Island Deli gives folks in the Lower Keys even more choices for great food and dozens of flavors of soft-serve ice cream. The Park Avenue Island Deli is convenient with fast service, plenty of close parking, and hours extended now until 8 p.m. So when you want a great sit-down meal with family and friends along with the best beer, wine, and drinks in the Keys, enjoy the air-conditioned comfort of the Boardwalk Bar and Grill with specials like full rack of ribs with two sides, just $22 every Friday, or a 10-ounce prime rib and two sides every Saturday for just $20. Or when you want convenience with great food and ice cream treats right away, head over to the new Park Avenue Island Deli, 31109 Avenue A off the Overseas Highway, Big Pine Key.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. Talk of Keys from Key West to South Miami-Dade, the one voice of the Florida Keys. And thanks for joining us on Good Morning Keys, taking a look at the traffic up and down the Keys. Well, it looks pretty good. Actually, no major incidents to report thus far, other than the typical slowdowns. Isle Mirada experiencing some 18-mile stretch, about normal for this time of the morning. Stock Island, Big Coppet both having some slowdowns. Of course, heed the construction zones on Cudjo. And the next couple of weeks, we still have school zones and school buses to be aware of. So keep that in mind. Checking your forecast right now, 76 degrees, and it's cloudy, though. Waking up to a cloudy morning with the possibility of showers at about 20%. Light wind 10 to 15, 84 for the high. Tonight, 75 for the low, 20% chance of rain continuing. So we're going to have that slight chance of showers. Sunny, though, later on. Tomorrow, 84 for the high chance of precipitation, 20%. Songwriters Festival starting up this week as well. So there'll be some outside performances to take in. And you could be met with just a slight chance of showers for the rest of the week, about 10%, but mid-80s for the temperature going forward. So it is 8:08 now. We say good morning to Julie Marzella. Julie is with Pirates Saving Paradise. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Hi there. So thanks so much for being here. As it turns out, you and I have some common roots. You may have even listened to a radio station I was formerly on and involved with up in Ridgway, Pennsylvania. But you and I both saw the light and came south.
Right.
And how about that Bootjack Hill, by the way? That you could never get up the hill to the radio station there outside of Ridgway, PA, because it seemed like it was snowing on top of that hill from, let's say, probably September to maybe April or May.
Yeah, that's about right.
Well, you have gotten involved down here quite actively with Pirates Saving Paradise, looking to preserve Little Torch in particular. So let's talk about that. There has been a proposal and there has been a development permit approved by the county. So can you tell me, Julie, what has been proposed here on Little Torch Key?
Well, the county has approved a development order to allow Little Palm Dolphin Resort Development to build a 38-unit resort hotel with 8 employee housing units. And, this, what they're calling a hotel is these 38 units will have 2 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, a full kitchen, a full laundry room, a great room, a lanai, a patio, covered parking. So, and they are about 4 stories high. Bottom level, first level with main living, third level has the bedrooms with a cathedral ceiling is what it appears. So they're, in my mind, they're more like attached condo units than hotels, than hotel units.
Will that be nightly rentals, long-term rentals, short-term? How do they propose that?
I'm not sure.
But bottom line, if it's, if you have 4 people per unit at a minimum, based on the size of that unit, and if there's 38, so you're looking at about 160 people on property plus the affordable housing employee units, right?
Correct. And our biggest concern, aside from the units themselves being out of scale, style, and character of our neighborhood, they have proposed and the county approved again that all the traffic from that resort is going to be put onto Pirates Road. They are not going to continue to use their current direct access to US 1. They're going to take all the traffic onto Pirates Road, and Pirates Road is the only access we have to the 300 plus homes in our neighborhood. And that intersection there at US 1 is already very congested and very dangerous. Mm-hmm. In fact, a woman was from our neighborhood was severely injured and life flighted out just a few months ago because of an accident at that intersection.
Julie Marzella with us, Pirate Saving Paradise, talking about the proposed and approved development, Little Torch Key, and she's on Good Morning Keys. So, that is very interesting. There's 300 homes back Pirates Road, and if people are familiar with the area, Little Torch, just before you get to Big Pine going north, that first bridge there, there's a turnoff to the Little Palm Island launch there, and then just south of that is Pirates Road, which, yes, it does seem like there's a lot of traffic coming out of there, especially in morning and afternoons, and now they're talking about some transient traffic coming out of there as well. So is there a solution to this, or do you just foresee, Julie, that it's just impractical to develop there at all?
I feel it's impractical to develop there at all at that scale. It's too massive. It's too big for the area. And it creates a terrible traffic nightmare for us.
Yeah. It seems like they've already occupied a significant amount of space there. I'm not sure how you put 38 units on that property, but it seems like it would be pretty confined and congested. Do you know how much area they're talking about consuming there?
They have the buildable acreage on that site is 3.6 acres, I believe. And the fact that they have requested a parking variance they have a boat ramp there. And you referred to that a moment ago. They are closing or have closed the boat ramp and marina to the public. And that's one of our concerns as well, because one of the requirements of getting a major conditional use permit is that they have to maintain, or they're supposed to maintain, access to the waterfront areas. Mm-hmm. And they've closed that now to the public. And the variance is requesting elimination of the boat ramp parking so that they can have enough room to fit the required car parking for this massive resort. They don't have enough space for both the boat ramp parking and the car parking, so they've requested a variance to eliminate that boat parking.
So there was public access there previously and public services available with the marina, and there will no longer be that in this proposed development. So it does seem like there's not a lot of benefit to the public with the development, but there certainly is benefit privately for the developers. But that's just a supposition based on what you're saying here. Julie Marzella, Pirates Saving Paradise. So this development, what's the time frame for it to start construction and to be completed?
I don't have that information either, because we've kind of held that up by filing this appeal with the the Division of Administrative Hearings.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the appeal then. What has been done? How many people are taking part in this effort of Pirate Saving Paradise? And then what have you done thus far, and where is it in the process?
Well, we've hired Jane Graham from Sunshine City Law. And she filed our appeal with DOA, the Division of Administrative Hearings. It's been fully briefed at this point, and we are now waiting for to hear when our hearing date will be.
And Julie, can you tell me, Pirates Saving Paradise, was there a pretty pretty big public outcry against the development, or is it, you know, kind of a smaller group that is very passionate about it, let's say?
No, it's a big, nearly everyone in the community is opposed. I conducted a survey, an online survey, and had over 200 responses to the survey. And of those, it was like 99% opposed.
But yeah, there was only one
person in our neighborhood that was for it.
Yeah. And your objections were heard prior to the permitting being approved?
Oh, yes. There were several community meetings that the community attended, and we all voiced our concerns. We made requests. We asked that they keep it more the size. They had, prior to Hurricane Irma, they had about 12 units on that site that they were running out. Mm-hmm. And we asked them to reduce the size more in keeping with what was there before. And they rejected that request. We asked them to reduce the height of these buildings, because these things are like double the height of, well, they're triple the height of any of the ground level homes in our neighborhood. And then we have elevated homes in our neighborhood. These things are 20 feet higher than the elevated homes in our neighborhood. So we asked them to reduce the height, and they rejected that as well. And then we asked them to use their access out onto US 1 to get a variance from FDOT to continue using their direct access to US 1, which, by the way, they're required to do. In order to get a major conditional use permit for a hotel of this size, they are required to have direct access to US 1. Mm-hmm. They rejected that as well, and are still, it was approved with putting all their traffic onto Pirates Road.
Yeah, and why would they want to put it on Pirates Road? And I had thought that permitting was requiring traffic mitigation at this point.
I don't know. Like I said, we asked them to get a variance or request a variance from FDOT to continue using their existing direct access to US 1. Mm-hmm. And if I recall correctly, at the meeting, the response was that it was too cumbersome to get the variance from FDOT.
Well, again, it's Julie Marzella, Pirate Saving Paradise, talking about the development that seems to be impending at Little Torch Key, Little Palm Island launch there. So will these be kind of luxury rentals then? Is that what they're proposing?
Again, I don't know. I've only seen like the floor plan, so I don't know. You know, I would imagine they'd be lovely. Like have out on Little Palm Island.
That's what I was wondering. Well, and there's certainly two sides to every story. We try to bring out all viewpoints here on Keys Talk, but certainly very interesting. It seems like your objections are well founded. The permitting then will now tell me again the entity that you had put your filing to, and does that entity have the ability to stop the project, or is it already halted at this point?
Well, it's called the Division of Administrative Hearings, and that's actually the first step in the appeal process. You have to exhaust all administrative remedies before you can even think about taking it to civil court or circuit court. At DOA, the judge can either affirm, reverse, or modify the development order. So it's hard saying what will happen. One of our main concerns about it was that they signed the development order when they did not have the parking variance in place. To this day, they still haven't approved a parking variance. And during the Planning Commission's October 25th public hearing, the development review manager, Brad Stein, he testified that the variance would have to be secured before the development order would be signed. And they didn't follow that. They went ahead and signed the development order on December 5th. So that's one of our concerns that we're asking the DOA judge to look at.
Yeah. Well, and Julie, you certainly seem very well-informed and well-prepared and certainly very reasonable in your objections. There are some people listening who may say that, you know, development should be pursued, and there are others that say strictly quality of life issues should be pursued and should be, you know, held to be the highest standard. But it does seem like that you've taken both sides into account and made some, you know, suggestions for a compromise here.
Well, I think in general in the Keys, given the water quality issues that we're currently having with, I mean, I'm sure you're aware of the fish spinning that they've been seeing and the deaths of the small-toothed sawfish. Mm-hmm. I mean, people in general have been standing up and pushing back against overdevelopment in the Keys, and a lot of us feel that water quality issues we're having, the problems that they're having dealing with wastewater, our drinking water system has been taxed because of overdevelopment. In our neighborhood in particular, those of us that live there, we chose that area because it's a quiet, it's small, very tranquil community, and it's truly a vestige of what life in the Keys used to be. And here they come again with another towering structure to bring in a whole bunch of tourists that are going to destroy our quality of life.
Yeah, well, certainly I certainly appreciate your viewpoints, and as I said, there are people on both sides of this issue, and it tends to be a little divisive, but certainly you've brought some very good points to the fore here. Julie, anything else, though, you'd like to mention about this issue? And I'm sure we'll have conversations in the future.
Just if people want more information, they can find us just by searching for us on Facebook. I'd be happy to answer any questions. You just need to look up Pirate Saving Paradise. And our email is easy to remember. It's piratesavingparadise@gmail.com. If they have any questions for me or would like to help, we could certainly use the donations. We're not right now trying to raise another $9,000 just to cover our legal fees. It's a very expensive process trying to appeal one of these development orders.
Yeah, it most certainly is, I'm certain. Well, Julie Marzella, thank you very much for being here on Good Morning Keys. Again, Pirate Saving Paradise, talking about the development of Little Torch Key. Pirate Saving Paradise is on Facebook. So, Julie, thank you so much for being here this morning. You did a great job communicating your viewpoint, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Julie.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It is Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Good morning. It's 8:23.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment all week with entertainers throughout Key West Songwriters Festival Week. Tuesday, catch live music in the Celtic Conch Pub downstairs from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on the rooftop from 4 until closing. Wednesday, live music is featured from 11 to 10 downstairs and 7 to close on the rooftop. Thursday, live music happens downstairs from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the pub and on the rooftop from 11 till closing. This Friday, the pub has live music from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., including Milo from 8 to 11 p.m. Plus, there's live music on the rooftop from 11 a.m. to closing. Saturday, the downstairs pub has live music from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with Milo from 5 to 8, and the rooftop has live entertainment from 11 a.m. to close. Sunday, it's Jesus from 3 to 6 p.m. Celtic Conk Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Lichty Marina Marathon is proud to be the Keys' largest Suzuki repower dealer. Suzuki engines deliver unmatched reliability and performance, and Suzuki has an outboard for every occasion. Come by and see our complete line of boats and trailers, and visit our full service and parts department to help you enjoy the ultimate boating lifestyle. Special boat race pricing through April 30th. Lichty Marina Marathon, 9200 Overseas Highway, MarathonSuzuki.com.
The Greenhouse. Have you been there yet? We even spell it with three E's to help you smile when you say it. That's our goal. We carry the largest selection of hemp-derived THC and CBD products in Monroe County. If you've been taking medication for anxiety, depression, inflammation, lack of sleep, or muscle and joint pain, and it's just not working, or you don't like the side effects, we can help. If you're looking to chill, relax, escape, focus, or even break out into euphoric fits of laughter, we can help there too. No medical card is needed. You just have to be 21 or over. Our three locations are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. In Key West, we're at 431 Front Street, just in front of Mallory Square. In Marathon, you can find us at mile marker 52 at 10875 Overseas Highway. In Key Largo, we're at 99304 Overseas Highway in the middle of the road. Swing on by, share your goals with us, and we'll recommend a product to help you reach them. And we back our recommendations with a 100% money-back guarantee. The Greenhouse. Stop on by and find out what the buzz is all about today.
Visit one of the 10 locations of the Greenhouse, including Big Pine Key, Isla Mirada, Key Largo, and three locations in Key West.
Hey, Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's Linguine with shrimp, or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw, or a shrimp trio, or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West, or at twofriends.com.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9 1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9 1025. The talk of the Keys, 77 degrees on our way to 84. Much the same forecast as we were talking about yesterday. 20% chance of rain for today and tonight, 75 for the low. Tomorrow, chance of showers, 84 for the rest of the week. A slight chance of precipitation each day at 10%. Mid-80s for the high, 76 for the low at night. Checking your traffic again, nothing major to report. No incidents showing up on US 1 thus far. Typical construction and volume slowdowns, especially Stock Island, Big Coppet, and Cudjoe with traffic, Almirada, typical slowdowns there as well. We now say good morning to Jennifer Leffler. She's Public Information Officer, Department of Health, Monroe County. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning, Michael, and good morning to all of the Florida Keys.
Yes, indeed, from Key West all the way up to South Miami-Dade, covering all of the Florida Keys this morning and talking to you about surveys, and more surveys. I know you are very involved with surveys, but, you know, it's been my understanding that Department of Health in Monroe really is on a mission to get a lot of public input.
Yes, we do take our surveys very seriously, and we try to make them easy for participation with being in, translated into multiple languages and different formats. And then we've got to follow through and share the data with transparency and let people, you know, see how we're using the data to try to keep Monroe County healthy and safe.
Well, a good example of how that data is being used, data, which is it, Jennifer, data or data?
Data, tomato, tomato, I don't know. It's numbers, it's statistics.
Gala, all of that. It's an ongoing debate. Yeah. So the Stock Island Community Health Survey, we heard a lot about that, I guess last year it was. And then that has really kind of come full circle. The final survey report has been published to the DOH Monroe website, which, of course, monroe.floridahealth.gov.
Yes, we're very excited. We've been working on the data report for a long time, the survey report. And Dr. Carla Fry and I are going to be presenting the official results at the Monroe County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting on May 15th. So we're really looking forward to that opportunity. But as you mentioned, the full report is on the Department of Health website. And for anyone who would like to get an official hard copy of the final survey book, they can just send an email to our main Department of Health email address, which is visible on our website. It's dohmonroe@floridahealth.gov. We'd be happy to get them a copy of the report.
And I know there were some findings in that report that weren't necessarily unexpected, but certainly very helpful in charting the course of health care going forward, especially in Stock Island.
Yes, it definitely revealed some challenges for the people who live and work on Stock Island. I mean, one of the things that has been identified with the data is that Stock Island, you know, certainly meets the qualifications for a food desert. The people there have indicated that they would really like to have a bigger grocery store. That's not a surprise, but that was something that came out loud and clear in the data and also in the write-in comments.
Yeah. Well, I do know, yeah, you're right. The lack of a grocery store there is an issue, although Dion's has a nice store there that has fantastic corn dogs. I know the DOH would probably frown upon my almost daily intake of corn dogs.
Hey, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm a survey. I'm a subject matter expert on surveys, not nutrition. But I got people I can connect you with.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad I'm not being judged by you anyway. So prominent on the website is the Well-Being Survey 2024. That's been going on for the past few months. That is currently in process, countywide survey going on, used to assist with setting health priorities for the next 5 years. So really, we need as much input from people between 18 years and older to take part in the well-being survey.
Absolutely. And as Stock Island survey was, of course, focused on a very specific, you know, micro community in Monroe County, this survey is available to, you know, everyone, and we have been pleased with the fact that surveys are coming in all the way from Key West up to Key Largo. We've seen good participation from people taking the survey in Spanish and Haitian Creole. And as of Friday, we surpassed the goal of 1,000 surveys, which took a lot of collective effort, not just people working at the health department, but a lot of our community partners just really, really helped us get the word out and get the survey to the people. So I would like to give a shout out to a few people on the Department of Health team who really went above and beyond to help us reach this goal. And that would be Allison Kerr, Brandy Peretz, Ivana Coleman, Denise McLeod, and Jason Bertrand. Great job, you guys. Can you hear me clapping?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Wow. You must be on hands-free, I assume.
Yes, I am.
So the well-being survey, it does officially close May 15th, so we will be coming up to the deadline there.
Yes, we have met the goal, but we have two more weeks, and anybody who hasn't taken the survey, we strongly encourage participation. It only takes, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how much thought people want to put into the questions. And it is available front and center on the Department of Health website.
Yes. Okay. Well, Department of Health website again, monroe.floridahealth.gov, and take the well-being survey. It closes as of May 15th. And then the ongoing customer satisfaction survey as well. Department of Health Monroe has been really focused again on customer service, and here's the opportunity to have some input to that.
Yes. Yeah, so back on March 1st, we actually enhanced and kind of revamped our customer satisfaction survey. And this is for people who are coming into our clinics and who are meeting either in person or over the phone with representatives of the Department of Health for the various programs and services that we provide. And that feedback, you know, it's very important to us, helps with quality improvement initiatives. And it's also an expectation for accreditation. And as I mentioned earlier, we feel it's important we make these surveys as easy and welcoming as possible for our clients. So we actually partnered with a company in the UK called Survey App to redesign our old survey and then introduce these standalone kiosks in all of our locations to really make it simple and easy for people.
Mm, and 8 languages available for the survey as well.
8 languages. It was really, really fun to work with professional translators and get the survey available, not just in English, Spanish, and Haitian Creole, which is our usual, but we've been able for this survey to expand to Russian, Ukrainian, Polish, Czech, and Portuguese. Just want to really make it easy for the people that we are serving to let us know how we did.
Yeah. Jennifer Leffler with us. She is Public Information Officer, Department of Health, Monroe, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. So give us an idea of some of the questions as well as some of the ways the survey does reach out to those who maybe have, a lesser literacy level, younger people, et cetera.
Yeah, so it's a really short survey. It's 5 questions, and we're basically trying to find out, how was our service today? Why was our service, good, bad, other? Which service area did the person experience? And then who on that particular team, helped the person? And then may we contact them to follow up? And the survey is anonymous unless somebody opts in to provide us with a name and contact information. But, one of the ways that we are trying to make it easy for people with various literacy levels is to incorporate emojis with the, was the service excellent, good, terrible? There's emojis to represent those feelings about their service. We've got graphics to support some of the words. And then we have staff pictures in the surveys. So who helped you today? Depending on which department they experienced, it brings up a team and there's the names and there's the faces. And it's really easy to, give a pat on the back or to give a suggestion for future improvement, based on the people that helped them.
Yeah, very good. Well, Jennifer Leffler with us. She's Public Information Officer, Department of Health, Monroe. Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. So as you said, there's white kiosks in the Department of Health, Monroe locations, new posters with QR codes in the exam rooms. And then if you go online, monroe.floridahealth.gov, there are all types of facilities for you to take part in. Variety of surveys there, and then Willow pops up when you first come on.
Too. Willow,
that's a recent addition.
It sure is. We're very proud of Willow, our new AI assistant for the WIC program, who's getting smarter every day. Every question that she gets asked, she gets smarter.
Wow.
Well, that's amazing. She speaks multiple languages, too.
Yes, I was aware of that. That's pretty phenomenal. Well, again, Department of Health doing a great job reaching out to the community. There's a lot of in-community events and then all kinds of ways, specifically through these surveys, for the community to take part and have input into the direction of healthcare and Department of Health in Monroe County. So, Jennifer, anything we missed talking about so far this morning?
No, I think that was pretty comprehensive. I just would like to reinforce that the email address, dohmonroe@floridahealth.gov, if anybody wants to receive a copy of the Stock Island survey or, any questions about the new technology that we have implemented in our clinics for collecting feedback. I personally manage that email inbox, and we would love to hear from people.
Yeah, well, Jennifer Leffler, Public Information Officer, Department of Health, Monroe County, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. So, Jennifer, you're typically kind of in the background coordinating the interviews, and you're very good about sharing the limelight with those in your department. But I must say you are an expert interviewee. I could certainly see you as like an ABC News reporter up at the Capitol.
Oh, wow.
Like
that is high praise, Michael. Thank you so much. You put a big smile on my face with that one.
Well, you are very, very good at what you do. So thank you for doing what you do. And you have a wonderful day, Jennifer.
You too. Thank you again for helping us get the word out. Wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Our pleasure. Take care. Jennifer Leffler, Public Information Officer, Department of Health, Monroe County, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. It is 8:38, and we return in just a few moments.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning
for everyone.
But Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics.
Keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
On Guarding Your Nest Egg Radio, Mike Lester, founder of Talon Wealth, focuses on a key question many share. Do I have enough to retire?
For starters, we'll do the math for you. But to me, it's really more about lifestyle. I want to find out what's important to you. I want to find out what your expenses are. And then I'm going to give you a realistic expectation moving forward of how your money needs to be invested to accomplish your goals in retirement.
Get to know Mike at guardingyournestegg.com.
The IRS can ruin your life if you let them. Here are three things to look for when you need help with an IRS problem. First, hire someone local here in South Florida that you can talk to, the person who will be handling your case. Second, you want someone who specializes in solving IRS problems full time. Third, get attorney-client privilege and confidentiality. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner. I help individuals and businesses who owe money, are getting audited, or who have not filed all of their returns. By focusing exclusively on IRS problems, I know your rights and what the IRS can and cannot do. Call today for a free confidential consultation with me at 305-682-1118. Remember, the only sure thing about IRS problems is that they don't go away by themselves. So call me at 305-682-1118.
Are you sure we should be driving this thing?
Well, it hasn't sunk yet.
Is that the best idea, though? You've been served an at-risk citation. At this point, it'll be easier to contact the Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, and get them to remove it for free. If you wait till it sinks, you have to pay a removal fee and maybe even a criminal fine.
I don't know.
Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, go to FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Four Star Rentals has almost every piece of equipment that you'll ever need for any project. Now imagine what a hero you'll be when you take on that tree trimming job with a chipper from Four Star Rentals, or when you rent a Bobcat and fill all those holes in the driveway she's been telling you about. You know what? There's no telling how much respect you'll gain when you take hold of one of their tools and tackle a job like a pro. So if you have a project, Four Star Rentals, they have the equipment to make you a pro. And don't forget about all those special occasions, either a wedding reception for your daughter, a graduation party for yourself. Four Star Rentals has everything you could possibly need, starting with party tents, including tables and chairs, champagne fountains, chafing dishes, even barbecue cookers. So when you start planning that project, visit Mile Marker 4.5 in Key West, across from the golf course, These friendly folks are good, and they'll help you with any project you might have. That's 4-Star Rentals.
So be sure to check out 4-Star Rentals for all your party needs. They have a fleet of delivery trucks, so one call does it all. 4-Star Rentals. Call 294-7171.
The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Good morning. Checking traffic once again, the kind that is on the roadways. There is, no major incidents to report still this morning. Kind of quiet. That's good. However, still congestion does occur in the typical places. So keep that in mind. School zones still in effect for another few weeks. It is 77 degrees. We're on our way to 84 for today. Chance of precipitation about 20%. We did wake up to some clouds this morning. Those will be with us off and on for the next couple of days. Slight chance of showers tomorrow continues at 20%, then down to 10% for the rest of the week. Mid-80s for the high. So really not a bad situation for weather thus far. We now are going to say good morning to one of the cast members of one of the latest, it is the latest production at Marathon Community Theater. Marathon Community Theater, by the way, in its 80th season, keeping drama on stage since 1944, which is phenomenal. But we have a treat in store because Mrs. Boyle from the cast of Mousetrap is with us. Good morning, Mrs. Boyle.
Good morning, and how are you this morning?
I am doing very well. You sound most chipper this morning.
Well, you know, I think it's best to get started with the day early when you can.
I'm going to try to get through this without a chuckle because you are... You're very entertaining, as is the entire show. Agatha Christie's Mousetrap is going to be going on stage starting May 2nd. So, Mrs. Boyle, let's talk about what is Mousetrap about. Give us a synopsis of the storyline for Agatha Christie's Mousetrap.
Well, in Mousetrap, there are strangers who are snowbound in a guest house in rural England. A murder took place in London the night before, and for some reason, the police seem to believe that there is a connection between that murder victim and someone at Monkswell Manor guest house. I can't imagine why they believe that, but they're actually sending a police sergeant out to question us and to investigate. So there could be another murder. There could be a murderer already at the guest house. It is full of suspense and a very peculiar group of characters, I must say, has been assembled at this guest house.
I was just going to say, Mrs. Boyle, so you are at the guest house when this occurs. Suspicion could be cast upon you or on the police detective there staying with you. Actually, he arrives in skis. He comes a little later, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, and I have no idea what you mean. How on earth could I be attached to this distressing situation?
Well, you have been, Mrs. Boyle has been described as critical, righteous, always positive. She knows better than that kind of person. We all know one or two of those, and apparently you fit the bill.
Well, you know, if other people cannot take advice from someone who is more knowledgeable than themselves, that's on them, certainly not on me. Ah. I mean, the young couple that runs the guest house, they should welcome advice from someone who's more knowledgeable. And that man who claims to be an architect, such a peculiar fellow. Oh, and then there's that foreigner who just showed up unexpectedly. If I were a young woman, I would not want to be alone in a room with him. He has, I would say, less than honorable intents.
There is a spinster in the room, too, right? She has a curious background, right?
She does. I can't quite figure her out. She was born in England, but she's lived most of her life abroad. And I have to tell you, between you and me, she's rather rude. I was trying to write my letters, and she insisted on blasting the radio to some program. I truly don't understand what it is with younger people today.
Well, Mrs. Boyle, you don't strike me as being very tolerant, I must say that. But maybe that's...
I beg your pardon. I don't know what you mean.
Mrs. Boyle with us from Christie's Mousetrap. The Mousetrap is appearing Marathon Community Theater May 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11, 16, 17, 18, 19, which means Thursday through Sunday, I guess that would be.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until May 18th, and then we close with a matinee on Sunday the 19th.
Ah, very good. Well, also, we can't ignore there's a retired Army Major, maybe that person could have been guilty of a murder.
Well, Major Metcalf seems to be all right. He's a bit of a stuffed shirt, but he's not off-putting in any way, I would say. Really, it's quite a colorful cast of characters. I believe that if you come, you will enjoy trying to figure out who done it, and anticipating if there is going to be another victim, who it might be, and I believe that you will thoroughly enjoy yourself. It is a classic play. I don't know if you're aware, but The Mousetrap has run on London's West End continually for more than 60 years, with the exception of the COVID years, of course.
Well, it certainly has stood the test of time, as has the Marathon Community Theater in its 80th season, keeping drama on stage since 1944. Truly a gem in the community and in the Middle Keys that draws people from near and far, and has done so for 80 years. And it's understandable because the caliber of the casts that are put together at Marathon Community Theater is really exceptional. And this one in particular, Mousetrap, has a cast of characters that really keep people riveted throughout.
I believe so, and that is very kind of you to say. We do pride ourselves on giving our all to the theater and presenting quality productions for the entertainment of everyone in the Florida Keys. So I do urge you all to come and see this play.
Yes. Well, it's a great storyline, a great cast. And again, it is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting May 2nd, ending with the matinee on the 19th. And tickets can be had at the box office, as well as you can pick up your tickets online. Marathontheater.org is where that is done. Mrs. Boyle with us, Mousetrap, is the name of the show from Agatha Christie, happening at the Marathon Community Theater, coming up promptly. So, Mrs. Boyle, I know there wasn't much needed because you walked right into that role, naturally. But how much?
I beg your pardon.
How much?
Do you usually insult your radio guests?
Actually, that was meant to be a compliment in that you are very talented and able to just walk on stage as you were and then play yourself. However, how much preparation was needed? I understand that there was quite a lot of rehearsal and a lot of work went into this show.
Yes, we start rehearsing. We start rehearsing even before the prior production is over. So we've all given our top-notch effort to this, and I do believe that you will see that on stage. I am very. They may not realize it, and I don't like them to get swelled heads. But I am very proud of my castmates. I believe that they are all doing outstanding work.
Yeah.
And it is a pleasure to be on stage with them.
Yeah. Well, Agatha Christie tells wonderful tales. The Mousetrap is one of her pinnacle and premiere. Well, it's one of the best known, I say, of her shows, and it's coming right here to Marathon. Mrs. Boyle with us from the cast of Agatha Christie's Mousetrap. So anything else we should say about the show here, Mrs. Boyle, before we let you continue on?
I will say that I believe that it will surprise people. Dame Agatha Christie was, of course, a brilliant woman. And it has all the suspense and some of the suspicion and the fear that you would expect from a murder mystery. But there's a good bit of humor in it, too. So, again, I do believe that you'll be wildly entertained. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, and it is family friendly as well. All are encouraged to attend. All will be entertained, most certainly, by this show.
I believe and concur completely.
Very good. Mrs. Boyle, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to seeing you at The Mousetrap. Again, it is happening starting May 2nd, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays through the 19th. Get your tickets online, marathontheater.org. So, Mrs. Boyle, thank you so much for being here. We will see you again very soon. We'll see you on stage.
Thank you. Ta.
Ta-ta to you. Mrs. Boyle, what a fun time that's going to be. Agatha Christie's Mousetrap happens as the latest show at Marathon Community Theater, marathontheater.org. They do a fantastic job there. And if you have not been there as of yet, you need to go to Marathon Community Theater and see the quality productions they put together there in their 80th year. If you've been there before, you know what I'm talking about. And this rendition of The Mousetrap is certainly going to be very pleasing. It is 8:52 now, Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the Talk of the Keys, and we will return again in just a few minutes.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC registered investment advisor. Lord License D056341.
On Guarding Your Nest Egg Radio, Mike Lester, founder of Talon Wealth, focuses on a key question many share. Do I have enough to retire?
For starters, we'll do the math for you. But to me, it's really more about lifestyle. I want to find out what's important to you. I want to find out what your expenses are. And then I'm going to give you a realistic expectation moving forward of how your money needs to be invested to accomplish your goals in retirement.
Get to know Mike at guardingyournestegg.com.
The IRS can ruin your life if you let them. Here are three things to look for when you need help with an IRS problem. First, hire someone local here in South Florida that you can talk to, the person who will be handling your case. Second, you want someone who specializes in solving IRS problems full time. Third, get attorney-client privilege and confidentiality. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner. I help individuals and businesses who owe money, are getting audited, or who have not filed all of their returns. By focusing exclusively on IRS problems, I know your rights and what the IRS can and cannot do. Call today for a free confidential consultation with me at 305-682-1118. Remember, the only sure thing about IRS problems is that they don't go away by themselves. So call me at 305-682-1118.
Are you sure we should be driving this thing?
Well, it hasn't sunk yet.
Is that the best idea, though? You've been served an at-risk citation. At this point, it'll be easier to contact the Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, and get them to remove it for free. If you wait till it sinks, you have to pay a removal fee and maybe even a criminal fine.
I don't know.
Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, go to FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stay up to date with the ever-changing news cycle at the top and bottom of the hour right here on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Two words.
Great talk.
Two words.
Intelligent conversation.
Two words. Made in America.
Okay.
And the news you can really count on. It's Good Morning Keys. Hear your words.
Words.
It's Good Morning Keys. Weekdays at 8, only on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Good Morning Keys, Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys, checking your traffic again. It is still looking pretty good, just making sure we're updated here. And, oh, actually something just did turn up. It happens that fast. Accident with no injuries. Merriam Street on Stock Island. So that's just off of US 1. Be aware that that is a recent situation, so there could be some emergency personnel in that area. Please keep that in mind as you're going through there. Otherwise, 77 degrees now on our way to 84. Just winds up to possibly 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of precipitation at about 20% today, tonight, and into tomorrow, as well as Thursday, Friday gets down to 10% chance of precipitation as well. Well, the USF Tampa campus joined the wave of demonstrations sweeping across university campuses calling for divestment from Israel. We're hearing some reports of various campuses throughout the country, especially Columbia University, whereby the protesters have now taken over some of the administration buildings, and there are clashes with police. So some are saying this is a bit reminiscent of the Vietnam era. Hopefully it's not going to get to that level. We've heard widespread reports about Governor DeSantis taking a strong stance against protesters on Florida campuses. Well, protesters of a pro-Palestinian rally at USF Tampa campus clashed with law enforcement Monday afternoon, resulting in three arrests. A member of WUSF's administrative staff, the WUSF being the NPR affiliate there, he was among those taken into custody. University police also arrested a student and a person not affiliated with the university, according to a USF statement. There was actually the staff assistant for the public station, Maria Hollenbeck, 29. She faces felony charge of battery on a law enforcement officer and misdemeanor count of trespassing. Imagine that. Student Sebastian Martinez, 18, charged with a misdemeanor count of resisting an officer without violence and a misdemeanor count of trespassing. Simon Rowe, 23, charged with misdemeanor count of trespassing as well. Martinez and Rowe were released Monday night. Hollenbeck remain in jail as of early Tuesday morning. So Maria Hollenbeck, 29, battery on a law enforcement officer. How does it get to that point? The protest comes amid a wave of similar campus demonstrations across the country and the state, including at the University of Florida and University of Central Florida, calling for higher education institutions to cut ties with Israel or diverse from companies supporting the military conflict in Gaza. Nine protesters also arrested Monday evening on the Gainesville campus of the University of Florida. Students rallying across the nation have been arrested and face potential consequences such as suspension or expulsion. The October 7th Hamas attack, of course, killed 1,200 in Israel, resulted in more than 240 taken hostage, according to Israeli authorities. The Gaza Health Ministry says Israel's response has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians. So we'll continue to follow that story as Florida clamping down on protesters and still having some demonstrations occurring despite calls for that not to occur. It is 8:59 now. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Glenn Beck is next. Thank you very much for listening to Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
This is a Fox News alert. One protest escalates, others face crackdowns. I'm Dave Anthony.
The people unite.
That's at Yale University in Connecticut, where police showed up and an anti-Israel tent encampment was cleared. Arrests reported at UConn, and protesters have also been taken into custody this morning at the University of North Carolina. At Columbia University in New York City,
the occupation has got to go.
Some pro-Palestinian demonstrators took it to another level, taking over a building after midnight.
They brought in metal barricades and really enacted a human shield. The student newspaper, Columbia Spectator, reporting that students broke glass, covered internal cameras, and that they had the building locked down within minutes.
Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth, not far from Hamilton Hall. Fox's Brian Yenis is also there and has a statement just out from the university.
We have asked members of the university community who can avoid coming to the Morningside campus. Access to the campus has been limited to students residing in residential buildings on campus and employees who provide essential services to campus buildings, labs, and residential student life.
Well, those protesters occupying the building keep demanding Columbia divest from Israel, and they want amnesty for their actions. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler tells Fox,
this is impacting students all across the country, and it needs to stop immediately.
This morning, the U.S. Education Secretary faces questions about all the protests at a Senate hearing. Former President Trump's about to return to court in New York for more testimony this hour at his first criminal trial related to the 2016 election.
Back on the stand will be Gary Farrow. He is Michael Cohen's banker. He set up the show company that Cohen used to pay off Stormy Daniels. Farrow's testimony is designed to start laying out for the jury the financial document trail the DA's office says that backs the 34 charges of Trump filing false business records, all to try and hide his alleged affair with Stormy Daniels.
Fox's Eric Shaw. The former president claims he's being politically persecuted. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
This is Florida News Now.
A 16-year-old boy suspected of shooting 10 people in a Sanford restaurant during the weekend is now identified. Seminole County Sheriff Dennis Lemma says Christopher Bowie Jr. is facing 10 charges of attempted murder.
We have Bowie, who's the instigator, the shooter, and the likely person facing criminal charges.
He says there were about 200 people at the Cabana Live venue at the time. There was a second shooter who the sheriff believes may have fired in self-defense. Feds are taking over the investigation of a Homestead woman's abduction and murder in Seminole County. U.S. Attorney Roger Handberg says four suspects have been arrested since the April 11th armed carjacking caught on video of 31-year-old Catherine Altagracia Guerrero de Aguas Vivas.
All of them are being held in custody. The outstanding police work that led to these charges and arrests started immediately. This simply has been an all-hands-on-deck situation.
Jordanish Garcia, Kevin Ocasio, Justin Yano, Giovanni Crespo Hernandez, and Monica Romero Soto are charged so far. More arrests are expected. A Democratic Florida congresswoman introducing a bill to boost youth voter registration.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson is out with the High School Voter Empowerment Act, requiring states to designate public high schools as voter registration sites. The bill provides grants to reimburse schools for the cost. Wilson says students who are 16 and 17 are invited to register.
They fill out an application, and the only